Because anxiety is connected to control. Anytime that we feel that things are out of control or things are not understandable, things are in the realm of the unknown, it can cause us anxiety, which is why the Bible multiple times, and when I say multiple, I mean hundreds of times, mentions do not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you. So the emphasis is then not drawn necessarily on our ability to control every minute detail of our lives, rather on God's ability to care for those things.
Welcome to the In Rest Podcast with Noah Weeb. I'm Noah. I have been a follower of Jesus for over 10 years. I'm a pastor. Specifically, I work with youth and young adults to help them know God and thrive. In this podcast, you will learn how to live the Christian life well, how to walk with Jesus, how to know Him better, and how to live the way God intended you to live. Thank you for joining me today for the In Rest Podcast. Let's get to it.
Hey, Noah here. Wanted to come at you with another episode of the Practices for Peace series and the In Rest Podcast with Noah James Wee. This is me. Hey, how you doing? Today, we're going to be talking about using tools to focus on God. Peace is the natural result of focus. Peace and clarity come from having our focus on the right thing. Knowing Jesus personally and intimately is the only context in which we can have focus on the number one thing that we were always meant to have our focus on. That doesn't sound like a super clear sentence or a super clear statement, but let me explain. In this podcast episode, you are going to learn about a few different examples of tools you can use to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, to keep your focus fixed on God, in order to have more peace in your life. The Bible says in multiple places to focus on God, to seek God with all our heart, and that God even strengthens the hearts of those who want to know Him better, and actually is seeking them out. Like His eyes are going throughout the earth to find the hearts of those who seek Him and help them and strengthen them in order to follow Him more powerfully, in order to follow Him more effectively and to love Him consistently. So we have plenty of tools that God provides all the time. Like, He's not only strengthening our hearts, He's also strengthening our arsenal, our set of weapons, you know, in walking with Him and in knowing Him more deeply. So today we're going to talk about a few of those. Number one is a bullet journal. So a bullet journal is a really good example of one tool that we can use to not only focus on God in general, but to focus on God in everyday practices. Focusing on Jesus is a number one requisite for peace, as described in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Philippians 4, 4 to 7 talks about how we're meant to rejoice in the Lord, how we're meant to let our gentleness or our consideration be clear to everyone because Jesus is coming so soon, but also that we're not really meant to have our focus and attention divided by anything, but instead by prayer, by focused conversation with God, with thanksgiving, we can present our requests, present all those things that are vying for our attention day to day to God in prayer, in that focused conversation, in that exchange, and the result of that is Jesus' peace guarding our hearts and our minds in Him, in our relationship with Him, in our walk with God. And there's another outflow to that verse, to that passage, that talks about the ways that what we're meant to dwell on, what we're meant to focus on in our relationship with God. And we're going to hit on these things quite a bit through the rest of this series. So what I want to use, or what I want to talk about now specifically, is the different tools that we are already given in our regular day-to-day life that help us in following Jesus every single day. Step number one is a bullet journal. A bullet journal is a super helpful tool in tracking pretty much anything, in planning pretty much anything. You can use a system which was made by a guy named Ryder Carroll, a fella who, you know, found other planners ineffective, I guess. So he took some time and just made his own. It's simple as just buying a notebook. This one's pink, kind of matches the brand color a little bit, which is cool. So a bullet journal is a super helpful tool in following Jesus, in my opinion. There's not a ton of people, I mean, like, maybe I'm not as in touch. What? Maybe I'm just not as in touch with Christian trends at the moment, but a bullet journal can be used by a Christian to walk with Jesus. It's not just for highly organized people. It's actually, I find, it's more helpful for people who are less organized. But why? What is it, first of all, and secondly, why? So a bullet journal is basically a planner, but it's more of an omni tool. You can use it for pretty much anything. You can use it for pretty much doing anything that you want to. You can even use it for art if you want to, for habit tracking, for Bible planning, for scripture memorization, anything that you want. The thing that helps me in bullet journaling is actually tracking my thoughts, getting the things that are dividing my attention out of my brain quickly and efficiently and effectively onto a page. And I can manage it and control the things that are causing me anxieties, and therefore I exercise more power over those things and thereby have more peace just by having a little bit more control, because anxiety is connected to control. Anytime that we feel that things are out of control or things are not understandable, things are in the realm of the unknown, it can cause us anxiety, which is why the Bible multiple times, and when I say multiple, I mean hundreds of times, mentions do not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you. So the emphasis is then not drawn necessarily on our ability to control every minute detail of our lives, rather on God's ability to care for those things. And so the emphasis then becomes on actually drawing our focus to one thing. And the reason why the bullet journal helps me is that it helps me to focus my attention back on the one thing. It also focuses my attention in ways that I can actually see God working in the minutiae of my life, in the tiny details that matter to little, pretty much nobody except Him and me. So that's really cool. It also helps to get the thoughts out of your head. You may have heard of a guy named David Allen. He's usually referenced in regard to, like, basically office management, I suppose, but he's a productivity guru or a productivity expert or productivity guy, passionate about helping people create headspace in their work. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, I learned about his system for basically creating headspace, creating space, just starting with your desk and moving on into other areas of your life. And he talks a lot about just getting things out of your head. David Allen talked about how if you can get things out of your head, you can think about the things that actually matter to you. It also helps you make space in your mind to love God with your mind. You're able to think about the verses of scripture you read that day. You're able to think about the prayers that you're praying that day. You're able to think about the follow-ups that you need to have with people or the conversations you need to have with people in your walk with Jesus or with your mentors. And you don't have to worry about everything else that's playing on your head. Helps also with people who have actually a challenge being focused. This was $3.50 at the dollar store. So super effective. I would highly recommend using a Sharpie fine-tipped pen. You can buy them on Amazon, or you can buy them at Michael's. You can buy them at the dollar store. Literally, you can buy them at the dollar store. $2.50, I think, for a pack of two, and it lasts you a long time. The other thing that I have found helpful is actually using sketchbooks. I actually have the episode that we're working with today on a sketchbook. I like having a lot of space to work through things in my head. So for example, like, I have, you know, some notes in this particular sketchbook about my finances. I have notes about something that I want to do with church ministry. I have something in here about, like, addressing felt needs in my community. I have art in here. I have colors in here. I have doodles in here. Sketchbooks, in my mind, aren't just a way to do art. They're also a way to get stuff out of your head and draw your mind to focus. And also, if you are somebody that's easily distracted, there's plenty of room on a massive page of a sketchbook. Again, this is a dollar store sketchbook. We're not talking something crazy from an art craft store or something like that. We're just talking about something simple to use any day, every day, in order to help create a greater sense of focus and control over your mind and over your life, and giving that control of your mind over to the Holy Spirit. Yeah, sketchbooks, really, really helpful. And I like to use permanent marker a lot because it's bigger, Again, I just like having a lot of space. So this is really important for me to use, but you could use a sketchbook to do absolutely anything. Maybe you don't want to use something tiny like a bullet journal to track your life and track your planning and track your events and track your tasks. Maybe you want to use a sketchbook to do that. Super simple way to do that is just like mapping out those tasks, those different things that are going on that day or that week or that month or that year, writing about it. Sketchbook is also a great way to journal. If you are having a really hard time getting into journaling, sketchbooks are a really great way to start because it's like, whatever, you just rip the page out if you hated it and throw it in the garbage and move on with your life. You know what I'm saying? Lots of flexibility with a sketchbook. And you're like, how is that a tool? It just helps. Anyway, if you're a regular working adult in North America, you probably have a smartphone. I have multiple apps. I'm going to talk about three apps. I'm going to put them here on the screen for you. There are three apps that I'm going to talk about that you can have on your smartphone today to help you in focusing on your relationship with God more efficiently and more effectively. So number one is Notion. You can dump absolutely anything in there. It is a multi-use tool that's in digital format that you can take all the physical stuff that you're writing about or sketching about or bullet journaling and you can put it right into Notion. You can track your budget, your finances, your bills, everything. Highly recommended tool. I actually had a paid version for a little while and then cut it because they made a lot of features free. So anyway, it's just really awesome. But that's Notion. Two that I use almost every day is the Pause app by the Wild at Heart team out of Colorado and the Bible app, which is the YouVersion Bible app specifically. So in the Pause app, there is basically a system for doing a 1 minute pause, a 3 minute pause, a 5 minute pause, a 5 minute mental strength pause. And then as you continue doing pauses, you basically just level up to the ability to do more time. But the app is meant to be that, it's just meant to be a pause, just a moment in your day to take a micro rest, disengage from the craziness that's going on in your life and focus on Jesus. Just consecrate everything that you're going through, cast it on him, the whole deal. The next app that I want to talk about, of course, is the YouVersion Bible app. Very good. It has a prayer tool. Actually has like a story that you go along with, very similar to like what you'd see maybe on Instagram or Facebook, like a social media style story that you can follow along with the verse of the day. It has a verse of the day. For some of you who might be really having a hard time getting into the scripture and focusing on God through the day, a verse is all you can take. And that's great, you know what I mean, for the start, as a start. If you want to simplify your approach to walking with Jesus, I highly recommend the YouVersion Bible app and the Pause app to kind of like launch you into doing spiritual practices every day. It really helps. They have reminders on there, not only for the verses, but also for prayer, all kinds of stuff. Super, super helpful. The Bible by itself, even just a physical copy of the Bible, is your number one tool for walking with Jesus, people. Okay, if you don't have a physical copy of the Bible, get into it. Super, super helpful, obviously. I wanna land the plane here, basically talking about the fact that a tool is just a helpful object. It's anything that is external to you that is usually developed by another person or has been developed over time in order to be helpful. It's meant to be helpful. My challenge to you is to think of a tool, find a tool that works for you, whether it's one of the ones listed above, one of the ones or listed that I've talked about already, that's great. But if you have a tool that you know would be helpful to you, use it. Use it this week, between now and next week, and leave a comment in the YouTube video or send me something on Facebook or Instagram. Let me know how you did. Let me know how it went. That's my challenge to you. Find one tool to help you focus on Jesus and just do it. Just try it. Make it happen. Obviously, I want to stop here and say next week's episode or next episode is going to be episode 5 of the Practices for Peace series, and it's about organizing with Jesus. So we're going to follow up from some of the stuff that we talked about already about organizing with Jesus. I'd love for you to tune in, subscribe, like. I would love for you to follow me and share this with your friends if you think it'd be helpful. God bless you. Jesus loves you, and so do I. May the Lord bless you with peace and joy as you walk with him.
Well, thank you so much for joining me for the In Rest podcast. There is going to be a lot more discussion around how we surrender to Jesus and the result that comes from being a surrendered disciple, what it means to be a disciple of Jesus and the fruit that bears. If you want to continue with me in learning how to apply rest to our lives, how to be disciplined in seeking the Lord while he may be found, in spending time with Jesus and walking with him and hearing his voice, I'd encourage you, join me for this podcast. If you would like to follow me on socials, I have Facebook, I have Instagram, Twitter as well. You can also find me on YouTube. If you just search the In Rest channel, I have a YouTube channel right there. If you're watching this on YouTube, that's super cool. Awesome. So if you want to subscribe to me on every imaginable platform, that would be phenomenal. as for right now, God bless you. Thank you again so much for joining me, and may the Lord give you peace this day as you seek him in surrender and in rest.